Hi again, guys. This is Gian for the Experience Philippines podcast. So we promise you guys every Wednesday, Jeff and I will be hosting our regular podcast. So I'm going to be one of your hosts, Gian, and with me is...
My name is Jeff.
That's it. All right. Sige. I think it's something very... There's one thing I wanted to talk about today, and I think siguro if madami makaka-relate, especially those people who listen and those people who went to our road trip journey. I think something close to my heart, which is like on community building and mental health.
Yeah, but before that, let me just say thank you to all of our listeners and viewers who tuned in and watched our video and podcast last week. It was really, really nice getting acknowledged and, you know, just all of you guys listening in.
In fact, nakakatuwa because si one of our friends in Spain right now, she actually messaged us and sent us like called us actually in Facebook. And she actually listened there, and it was just really fun because she had her own comments, and she really was entertained pretty much of
Yeah, it's really great because we were able to, you know, catch up with her and get a glimpse of her
OFW life.
OFW life. Yeah, and she even toured us around her workplace.
Yeah, that was cool.
Was really fun.
That was really cool. All right, so I think it's, and related to that, I think it's, that's precisely why I think Experience Philippines is quite different from everyone, other organizations or travel groups, is because we built the community first, and that's, I think that's one of our strengths as a travel startup.
Yeah.
So, and I think in relation to that, and I was telling Jeff earlier today that, you know, I received a message from one of our friends, and then early this morning about one of our road trippers passing away, and it was really very sad news for me particularly, because I personally met the guy, Jeff also met the guy.
Yeah.
And yun lang, and suddenly he's just, you know, he's very young, and all of a sudden he's not here anymore. We don't know what happened. They don't have the official records yet, but for us, I feel like sometimes people have to go through things and they just don't share it, or they don't feel like they have some support groups. So I think importante rin yung, like, I don't know, maybe I'm just assuming, no? Like, what happened to him is probably related to personal, internal stuff.
Yeah, that's a good thing to talk about, because everyone is, they say everyone has their own struggles, so maybe he was having his own struggles, and it's just so sad that he was not able to share that with some, you know, share that burden with other people.
Actually, that's the thing. I mean I'll just move, there's just one question, and someone actually wrote in our YouTube channel, and then her question was, I'm Tagalog noon, looking forward po masagot ang tanong to kung bakit sinimulan yung XPH. I'm super curious. I don't know. I just have a feeling that there's more to XPH than just business na hindi maaabot ng stalking skills ko. I think in relation to that question of why we started XPH, I think it's because of the, I personally have my own struggles before.
Yeah.
About being part of a community.
Yeah.
And being part of something like making friends. So di man ako ano, di man ako, di naman sa di man ako mahirap magkaroon ng friends, pero parang iba lang siguro ako mag-isip.
Yeah.
And I feel like I didn't fit in.
And actually, this is a very good question, kasi not I mean, with some of the road trippers who we personally handled on a road trip, they might know our story, but not everyone knows the story of how Experience Philippines started. And I think we get a lot of times where people ask, or mag-friends na ba tayo before EXPH?
Yeah, madami nag-assume that Jeff and I were best friends since we were kids, but we actually met lang a few years back.
Yeah,
and then
6 years ago.
na and then siguro naging close lang kami because of the journey together, yeah. Building the company and building the community. So and we, I guess also traveling together made you understand more each other and your strengths, weaknesses, etc. So yun, I don't know. So sa akin lang kasi building a community is something very important because it creates a support group for people who want to do certain things.
Yeah.
Like I guess you have your own experience as well. Na some of the road trippers who do join us have different needs at that point in their life. Some of them undergoing heartbreak. Some of them depressed. Some of them they feel they don't fit in, and then they find us, and then they find that somehow they can connect with us because we don't really have a we don't judge or we don't create like a sort of like a stereotype.
Yeah.
We just accept them as they are. And
Actually, yeah, we put that in our core values itself. Mm. We embrace those that kind of thinking into our core values. So we put really a high priority on these people and their experiences. And even when I got started to this, because it was actually you who posted it on the internet that you wanted to build something, you wanted to build a travel revolution. And even me, I was looking for something. I was fresh out of a relationship, out of an almost eight-year relationship, seven years, 11 months, and 2 weeks. So this is not something that everyone knows, but yeah, I just came out from a very long relationship. Yep. I was starting at a new job. I was looking for something new.
Yeah.
And I saw that post, and that was when we, you know, I sent you an email, and a couple of weeks later we met, and then that was the start. And then even during our first few trips, the very first ones, I think what was very apparent was our strength was in relationship building. Mm. We didn't treat our first customers as just customers. We actually, you know, got involved in their lives. We, you know, got to really know who they are.
Yeah, and I think people would always ask us what makes us. I think people probably would want to know or ask what makes Experience Philippines different from other travel groups. I think it's because of the component where we build relationships and we connect people. I think that's very important in brand building as well, and business building, and in anything for that matter. That kailangan talaga you are relatable, that you really concern, and di siya fake concern.
Yeah.
I mean, we never did fake our concern with people. We really, when people suffer like or people have, you know, heartbreaks, it we share the heartbreak as well.
And even the celebrations, we've had road trippers who've had babies, got married, got hitched.
I've probably attended already, siguro mga 5 weddings already, and Jeff is gonna be celebrating his wedding this year.
Yeah, my fiance is actually one of our road trippers
as well.
I met it on one of our road trips.
Yeah, so I think in a sense that you see people grow, or that's one of the nice things about building this kind of company.
Yeah.
So I think important talaga. So if ever you guys are building any, my advice, personal advice would be, if you're trying to build a business or building something or creating something, I think focus on your community. You create that. Kasi when you have a community, one, madali mag-test ng ideas. Second, maganda yung feedback. Kasi you can get feedback easily. Yeah. And third, you get a good support.
Yes, that support was very immense, especially when we were starting.
Oh.
And I remember it once. I'm not sure if am I supposed to drop the name? No. I just keep her anonymous, but it's a her. It was on our way home from our road trip, and they were chatting at the back of the van, but I was still awake. I was listening to them, and they were asking. Well, at the time, our road trips were much cheaper, but they were talking about they were speculating why we were doing this at that time, and you know they I think even if we did not communicate it to it verbally, the gets nila that we were trying to build something that this was not just something like Lay asked, was this just for pure business? And one of that road tripper said they're not doing this for the money.
Yeah.
So it's really a bigger goal of really creating this kind of travel revolution.
Nakakataba ng puso. Actually, every time I hear these stories, every time people make a comment. Actually, we can discuss it. We did an April Fool's Day, di ba? Joke that we're closing down, we're signing off, and wala na. So, sarado na XPH. Sarado na puntindahan. Jeff and I didn't know that that's gonna happen because it was actually one of our team members who posted it. So we only saw the post when it was posted. So, but we rode on with it. So it was funny because ang nangyari is a lot of people messaged us. My inbox was full asking what happened, ano nangyari, bakit hindi pa ako nakapag-road trip. I feel like I'm supportive of you guys, but we need someone to talk to. Nandito lang kami. Yep. Don't give up, mga ganyan type. And I think that's, if you were in my shoes, I mean, you started it out without anything, nothing at all, just an idea, not even friends here. It's nakakataba talaga ng puso.
Yeah.
That you really touch people's lives. I mean, that for me was already a good example. And these people I haven't even spoken to for like so long. Some of them are my friends out of the country.
Yeah.
Some of them they're working already out of the country, and they just saw the Facebook post, mm-hmm. and they were really really affected by it.
Yeah, I saw the comments, and I knew some of the people who were commenting. Too bad, something like that.
Oh, kasi di ba daw, huwag mo na daw magsarado kasi di pa daw nila na-try.
Do you remember Sir Ramon? From Outbound?
Yeah.
He actually messaged me. Why? We're closing down Experience Philippines.
Oh my God, seriously? Oh,
yeah. I'll show you the message later. And then the next, I didn't reply to him until the next day when I showed him the picture. So that was really fun. I think he would just give me a thumbs up. But what was surprising for me, even though some of the people who were affected weren't even part of our road tripper community yet, but they were part of the larger
ecosystem,
larger community, and that's what I think na my hope rin dito sa podcast, and if you're watching this YouTube, watching listening to this in your car via the podcast, then maybe we're hoping that you feel that you are part of our community na rin, di ba? Na kahit na hindi pa kayo nakapag-road trip. Because we like talking to you. Minsan, kunwari, nag-chat kayo sa Experience Philippines page, something like that.
Takeaway lang siguro natin here is that nothing is wasted when you invest in people.
That's a good answer.
When you really take care of your clients, or when you treat them not just as clients, but really as a community or as a family, of course you have to put a line somewhere. Pero at the end of the day, it's really what I always tell everyone in the team is that you really sincerely love everyone. We may have like hindi naman lahat ng tao perfect. We make mistakes, and
we actually turned a couple of people away because of that prank.
We had a lot of unfollows, unlikes, and stuff like that. Kaya pinaniwalaan talaga ng buong madla.
But it's like, for me, it's just funny na they left. Okay, without.
It's okay lang. Wala nang problema. But what's more important is the people who stayed.
The people who stayed.
Who were very concerned. Mm-hmm. And I'm really appreciative. And you guys know, I mean, whoever's listening, you guys know who you are.
Yeah.
I wanted to read us back. I want
to
read something lang from one of my friends who sent me a message. And it's just really nice. She said, reminder that you as Experience Philippines can help others. I was really sad before. You guys helped me heal. That was the worst, that was my worst heartbreak. But it was easy when I met you guys. Tapos may bigong mantra after. Magta-travel na lang ako if bigo. And it's one of my friends, right? I mean, I met also in the road trip, and that's how she sees Experience Philippines, that they actually help people move on. So kung magkailangan niyo mag-move on, pwede kayo sumali sa amin. Pwede na tulungan kayo mag-move on.
I remember a conversation I had with my now fiancé back during our first road trip together. I was talking about the whole road tripper community, and I described it as a place where, kindred spirits and, people who feel broken find their place in this world.
Yeah. I think also, okay rin yun.
Yeah.
So actually, one of my friends said the same thing. But she's never joined Experience Philippines. Yeah. But how she describes us whenever she sees us or hears about the story about us or written about Experience Philippines is that you help people pick up their broken pieces. It's like you guys are in a way in therapeutic travel.
You remember one of our travel managers even told us that this is her happy place.
Yeah, this is her happy place. That's very nice. Actually, anyway, so moving on. As always, we have to talk about what's the highlight of your day. And I think people understand already. Like, I guess people who are listening here know that beauty is a very important part of a brand building, and sincerely loving your clients and your customers is a very important aspect in business building as well. And I think that's probably one of their major takes as the founders of this amazing company that we're doing. So okay, Jeff. So what is your highlight for today? I slept the entire day.
Actually, we have all been quite tired and feeling sick the past couple of days. But today the highlight is actually getting to talk to one of my old friends, and we were talking about insights about business. This is the first time I was able to tell him about, you know, the business of Experience Philippines. I was asking him about his insights and things like that. He said, he might even invest sometime in the future, but we'll see. So, you know, getting to talk to people about the business and about the community as a whole, I think that's the highlight of this for today.
For me, the highlight of the day is probably the message that I got that I read just recently from two of my friends about how people pick up their broken pieces from joining. Mm-hmm. Because that's, for me, it's like a validation as well of what we do as a company and how we actually really, in a way, help people. I at the end of the day, I don't realize na ganun pala yung effect. Pero may mga taong talagang ramdam mo talaga na natulungan mo kahit paano.
Not a lot of people know that we're both PWDs.
Well, not everyone knows that we both have ADHD. So everyone now, I'm announcing that we both have ADHD.
Yeah, we're both disabled, officially, legally.
So that's why it's a bit unique also with us, especially organizing something like this, because it requires extra effort for me and for Jeff.
But I think that's also an advantage because it helps us become more relatable to other people who might be...
I mean, I'm calling out in everyone, you know, those people, whoever's listening to this podcast, that, you know, there's always your place here in Experience Philippines. If you organize any reunions or activities that you see in events, do join. I mean, it's, you're not required to pay, we're not gonna ask you to join a road trip. Even just a simple event of a reunion, just join us. Why? Because you get to be exposed to really, really good, cool, loving people. I mean, who just doesn't see you as any, doesn't stereotype you or anything. And I think we discussed yesterday, which is an announcement already for everyone, is that twice a month, on the first week and the third week of the month, every Thursday or Friday, we'll be having a gathering, like a reunion of sorts, with the community. So I think it's going to be held in BGC.
It's a good place
for everyone. So we'll be announcing it on our Facebook page and then on our community page. Yeah. So those of you guys, whoever's listening, we invite you to join and get to know the community more.
We really hope that you can come because there's not a lot of chances for you to get to know people from other road trips, from other batches, from, you know. So I think that's a good opportunity to.
Yeah.
Connect.
Yeah, I think it's a good opportunity to connect, and it's good to hear their own stories as well. All right, so that's probably the end of our podcast.
Yes.
Thank you very much for tuning in and listening. I really appreciate it.
So, as usual, you can check us out on Spotify, Anchor.
Yeah, we normally like. So this is going to be posted today, so it's going to be in Spotify. Yeah. It's going to be in
on YouTube. So we're going to be everywhere.
Yeah.
And make sure you tune in again next week, next Wednesday.
Yeah, every Wednesday, the Wednesday air with Jeff and Gia.
All right.
See you guys. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.
na-delete.